Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Hello, everybody. It is Stacey Cole, Carol Hughes. Tony is off on port. Well, he's in ports unknown.
he's having fun.
Great old time.
He's having a good time.
He is. He sent me a picture this morning already. You know, it's funny when you get a text from the boss, you're like, uh-oh, what did I do? Because that's just what we end up feeling like when we worked in radio. There's, well, I'm just going to say it, poor management. So anytime you were contacted by management, it was like, we're in trouble. Because we always were. I mean, that's just how things went. So Tony's trying to deprogram me that every time he contacts me, it doesn't mean I've done something wrong. But this morning he sent me a picture of Diddy's yacht.
And
he's
it's not on it. Yeah. And he just saw it docked, right?
Yeah, he saw it docked. I won't say where he is because I don't, you know, I'm just going to give him some privacy. But it was somewhere that Diddy's yacht was docked. And I don't know if it's being rented out or if this was a rented yacht. I don't know, but it's gorgeous.
That guy's come a long ways. Down.
Well,
I mean, yeah, seriously.
You could say, now he's in a cell. Or are we talking about Tony?
Diddy.
Okay. But yeah, let's go back to Diddy, actually. I don't know if you heard that one of the things that he's really struggling with is the food in prison right now. Did you hear that story?
But I imagine he would be. It couldn't be good.
Yeah. I mean, this guy who probably has several executive chefs on staff now has to sit in, you know, a jail cell and eat cafeteria food, and he's not happy with it. And that's not even the story we're going to talk about today, but I thought that was worth pointing out. He's just not happy with the prison food at this point.
Or the bedding, or the towels, or the anything.
That's the interesting part. He never talked about that. What he talked to his lawyer about was the food. It wasn't really about the conditions, like it's an uncomfortable bed or anything. No, it was the food. It was just straight up, I hate the food.
And it would be bad. But that's not the point. The point of being in jail isn't like you can come here and have delicious meals three times a day.
Yeah, exactly. So the story that we are going to talk about is that federal prosecutors are urging a judge not to grant Diddy any bail, accusing the music mogul of witness tampering and attempting to influence potential jurors from his jail cell. Now, he is at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Of course, he is the founder of Bad Boy Records. He's facing some rather serious charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation for the purpose of engaging in prostitution. In a motion filed last Friday, prosecutors emphasized that Combs has made relentless efforts to contact witnesses, including some of his alleged victims. They're claiming that Combs has gone to great lengths to manipulate the judicial process, using unauthorized communication methods and involving his children to gain sympathy from the public. I talked about this last week with Tony, because they put out this happy birthday video and had like a two-year-old saying, "Happy birthday, Daddy," you know, and it was just tugging at the heartstrings. And they made sure to market the living shit out of that video. It was all over Instagram. It was everywhere. Everybody saw this video, and it tugged at the heartstrings. And I'm like, Tony, they're witness tampering. That's what they're trying to get people to feel bad for this guy.
Exactly.
And I even made some comment, like I've made it known that I'm not a fan of children. I never had any. I never wanted any. I've just, it's fine if it's, you know, if you've got children, that's great. I don't. But I said, I even felt bad for this little two-year-old.
Well, and you would. And how can you not? Because the two-year-old is the innocent one in all this.
Right. That kid didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Just born into that family. But it sounds like Diddy is using a third-party communication service called Contact Me ASAP. I've never heard of that.
Me either.
It allowed him to bypass standard jail communication protocols. Details of specific calls remain redacted at this point, but prosecutors referenced a phone call between Combs and one of his sons in October. While the contents of that call have not fully been disclosed, authorities are suggesting it implies a strategy to silence or manipulate victims and witnesses. You can't do that.
Wow.
How is this guy getting away with this stuff in jail?
But, you know, this is a guy who's gotten away with everything for a really long time. And if the accusations they're saying against him are true, he's done some really, really shitty things. And he feels almost like in this entitled way, I can do what I want.
And well, because he could.
And so when he's in jail, that goes with him, that attitude. I can do what I want.
Well, I wonder if his bank account has been frozen. Like, can he make bribery payments to people? Like, hey, if you do this, I'll get you, you know, a couple mil over here.
I don't know. It doesn't seem impossible. I mean, that kind of shit happens every day in jail, and it's for like a couple $100.
Yeah.
You know?
Pack of cigs at the commissary or whatever, you know? I don't know. He was allegedly monitoring that birthday video's analytics from jail. So he's got computer access. I always think of jail as you don't have access to these things, but you do. I toured a jail a couple years ago in a county north of us, and I was shocked at how nice it was. It wasn't what I pictured as a jail. They had like a computer out in the main area that they could go to and use, you know, for a little bit every day. There was TV, all kinds of stuff. And I get it. I mean, you don't want them to live like they're, you know, in solitary confinement. They should have some contact with the outside world. But to me, it just seemed like, wow, my laptop was dead. I couldn't really afford a new one, but hey, these guys get one every day, you know?
I think in part, though, they do that just to keep them occupied, which might not be a healthy way to do things. But if they're doing that, they're not rioting or being angry. So maybe just a way to kind of keep the peace in there. I don't know.
Kind of like babysitting. Like
exactly. Sit it's like
TV.
Here, if you want to look at your phone so much here, go ahead. Just be quiet.
It's just a lot. Combs' legal team has pushed back on some allegations, saying that they're overblown. They're insisting that the charges are not as strong as prosecutors claim. In certain incidents, like his 2016 video of him allegedly assaulting a woman in a Los Angeles hotel, have been misconstrued. If you haven't seen the video, if it doesn't trigger the living crap out of you, you should go see it. I don't know how you misconstrue that. He pretty much hit her and then dragged her by her hair. I'm not sure what you can misconstrue out of that.
It's pretty brutal.
It is. And if that's just one video, if that's just one moment in time out of his life, and there's multiple.
There's got to be so many hundreds and hundreds of hours of video.
Yeah.
There has
to be.
Well,
and he recorded stuff. He recorded things just to blackmail people. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's what attorneys are supposed to do, is say, you know, my client's not guilty. This is overblown. That's an attorney's job. I wish you best of luck. But this guy from the outside, he just looks like he's been up to some stuff and getting away with it. I don't know. May 2025 is when his trial is currently set for. Stuff is going to be leaking every single week. Text messages came out yesterday between him and the woman that he assaulted in that video. It's between now and May. Brace yourself. It's going to be a lot.
You know, I was wondering the other day, I was reading some of this, and it's like, there's all these people involved in these freak-off parties and different things. He hardly did this just one-on-one with people.
Right.
And I'm like, where are these accusations against other people? And it's interesting that you haven't really heard a lot of names dropped. And like, but Suge Knight came out and said some stuff about Bieber, Justin Bieber and Usher, that they were basically groomed. And that's the first time I've really heard names being dropped. And Justin Bieber and Usher were very young.
They totally were.
And Justin Bieber was like teenage young. I'm not sure about Usher, but he was pretty young too, if I remember right. But yeah, it's just all of it. You know, there's just some horrible things that I think happened, but he didn't do it alone. There's other people. And so I'm surprised that none of those names have really come out yet.
I am too. I imagine some of those people have gone underground, like to protect themselves until May. They're going to be called as witnesses. This is going to be one of the highest profile court cases maybe in the last decade, if not the last 20 years.
But could you be a witness if you participated in some of this stuff? Wouldn't you
turn
also
on him,
be criminal? Yeah, true.
You know, Bieber and Usher, they were coerced. They were groomed, allegedly. I would imagine, you know, to spare themselves, they're going to need to turn on him. Yep. They're going to need to make it known what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's a lot.
It is. And it's going to be devastating for them. This is not going to be easy for them to go through. I'm sure they've been questioned already, I would think, at this point. So,
yeah,
it's a big one, and we're going to keep following it, and we'll keep everybody updated on what we learn.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.